Did demons have sexual relations with women in Genesis 6:4?
Genesis 6:4 is one of the most controversial passages in the entire Bible. As with any difficult section of Scripture, it's been open to a wide variety of interpretations. It is my conviction, however, that those who hold consistently to a biblical worldview must reject the notion that women and demons can engage in sexual relations. I reject this interjection of pagan superstition into the Scriptures for the following reasons. First and foremost, the notion that demons can produce real bodies and have real sex with real women would invalidate Christ's argument for the authenticity of his resurrection. Jesus assured his disciples that a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. If indeed a demon could produce flesh and bones, Jesus' argument would not only be flawed, it would be misleading. In fact, it might be logically argued that the disciples did not see the post-resurrection appearances of Christ, but rather a demon masquerading as the resurrected Christ. Furthermore, demons are non-sexual, non-physical beings, and as such are incapable of having sexual relations and producing physical offspring. To say that demons can create bodies with DNA and fertile sperm is to say that demons have creative power, which is an exclusively divine prerogative. If demons could have sex with women in ancient times, we would have no assurance that they could not do so in modern times. Nor would we have any guarantee that people we encounter every day are fully human. While a biblical worldview does allow for fallen angels to possess unsaved human beings, it does not support the notion that a demon-possessed person can produce offspring that are part demon, part human. Genesis 1 makes it clear that all of God's living creations are designed to reproduce according to their own kinds. Finally, the mutant theory creates serious questions pertaining to the spiritual accountability of hypothetical demon humans and their relation to humanity's redemption. Angels rebelled individually. They're judged individually and are offered no plan of redemption in Scripture. On the other hand, humans fell corporately in Adam. They're judged corporately in Adam and are redeemed corporately through Jesus Christ. We have no biblical way of determining what category the demon humans would fit into, whether they are to be judged as angels or as men, or more significantly, whether they might even be among those for whom Christ died. I believe the better interpretation is that the sons of God simply refers to the godly descendants of Seth, and the daughters of men to the ungodly descendants of Cain. Their cohabitation caused humanity to fall into such utter depravity that God said, "I will wipe mankind, whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground, and birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them." But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. A verse to ponder. Genesis 6:4. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God went to the daughters of men and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, men of renown.